We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Huge welcome to our next guest. I'm very excited to announce that we're going to be having Michael Irvin, NFL Hall of Famer, Miami God, NFL Network analyst, joining us here. I love me some playmaker. And if I had to send one college football team, Michael, to play for my life, I might send the 87 Canes. Even the punter went to the league. Come on.
That's a good pick, B. I'm telling you, man. That was quite a squad, man. And we had fun playing the game. And we played it like Frank Sinatra said. We did it our way.
Yes,
no,
you did.
About that. We did it our way.
Absolutely. It's wonderful to have you on. It's going to be great talking to you all season long, Michael. Obviously, the 49ers and Vikings, it's a game that we're all very much looking forward to. But I want to talk to you about the season and how it kind of sets up here and the news that sort of halted everybody in the tracks that Jarrett McKinnon, who was signed to be this team's playmaker, this team's weapon X, is down before the season even begins. What do you think that does to Kyle Shanahan's plans with this offense this season?
Well, listen, first of all, Kyle Shanahan is one of the better play callers in this league. And he knows how to disperse that football amongst his guys. You know, and certainly missing Jarrett is a big blow to his football team. But even here, you know, as we get ready for the game today with Philadelphia in Atlanta, and you look at Atlanta, you notice and recognize how great Kyle Shanahan is in dispersing the football, because Atlanta hasn't been the same since he left as their offensive coordinator to go over to San Francisco to be that head coach. So I believe he'll find some weapons, and I wish I could tell you who they are, because the truth of the matter is we get nothing from preseason football anymore. Nobody really plays, so I really didn't even get a chance to see, okay, who else will he stick in? What else are they going to do? Everybody kind of saves that until this week. So I'm expecting to see a lot of new things, but a lot of great things.
Michael Irvin on the Damon Bruce Show. Marquise Goodwin had that breakout year last year, and there's big expectations for him this year. His character, his personal tragedy was something else last year. It really was. He's a very easy to root for guy, and he broke that, you know, fast track player trying to become an NFL wide receiver image. What do the 49ers have in their top two receivers in Marquise Goodwin and Pierre Garçon, Michael?
I love Pierre from his days in D.C. when he was wearing my 88, you know, and he's a tough guy. He'll go and get those crossing routes, slant routes, and I've always, I know Marquise, I love Marquise, just kind of player he is. I mean, he's one of those all-around players that you can put anywhere, do anything. He can play a slot, he can play outside. He's a smart player. I tell people all the time, the better receivers in this league take you to the next level. They don't just know how to get open. They know when to be open, because offense is about timing. And you get a guy like Garoppolo, you put him with a guy like Shanahan, and you get a receiver like Marquise, and you get a guys like that. You have something. You have the makings of something. I want to see that little stretch that Gropp put together last year that got him the big deal. A five-game stretch that was incredible. I want to see how that works out now over the whole process of a full year with him understanding more of the offense than he did last year, because he came in late, grasped it great, and played wonderfully. Let's see what he does now.
I mean, I know that you know a real NFL quarterback when you look at one, and you know when you don't see one. Is there any doubt in your mind that Jimmy G has got the real deal written all over him?
All over him. Now you see why all of that rumbling and grumbling was going on in New England about keeping him. You see why Belichick was saying what he was saying. This kid is different. This kid is special. And everybody keeps talking about, well, we don't know how he's going to play. Wait a minute. Are you crazy? This man came in late, picked up that offense, and then when you put him in the game, he didn't lose a game. Now he had whole offseason of studying every play that he played over those five games and to take his ability to the next level. It's one thing to have Gift's shoulders down, but he set up under the master who plays the game shoulders up. He set up under the master, and now he's got that five-game tenure that he can take and put in the master room and study and study and study and come out this season. I'm looking for a huge thing out of Jimmy Gropp. Huge.
Michael Irvin, just bringing it here. He will be each and every week on 95.7 The Game. We're thrilled to have him as a season-long contributor. Falcons-Eagles gets us going tonight. Where will your eyes be in this game? What's the one thing you want to see in either one of these teams if we're seriously looking at what some people could say is an NFC title game preview?
Right, absolutely. And it was a great playoff game last year that ended up 15-10. I can't wait to see because, you know, hey, this is Philadelphia. And what I saw in the preseason, out of Philadelphia was that quarterback Nick Foles, as great as that Cinderella story was that he put together going through the playoffs, it looked like in the preseason that the slipper has fallen off of Cinderella and the carriage has turned back into the pumpkin because he came up with a 48-7. Rating, passer rating. Was that just preseason football, or is he going to be playing that way now this season? Remember a couple of years ago when he had his great year, he had 27 touchdowns and only two interceptions. And then he said he was ready. He got away from that, and the next year he had 13 touchdowns and 10 interceptions. You know, there's a difference, man. Let me tell you, there's a difference between playing great and greatness. Playing great says I played well over this little short period of time. Greatness says I play well over an extended period of time. Every time I line up, I'm ready to perform. And Nick Foles has not hit greatness. Now, he's played great in spurts, but he has not hit greatness. And that's what he's going to have to hit is greatness.
Oh, I'm ready for a little football tonight. Michael Irvin here on 95.7 The Game. There is a great player in Le'Veon Bell, but when you look at what is happening in Pittsburgh, there are two cardinal rules being broken in that locker room. Well, actually, one of them. The two rules are you never talk about another man's girl, and you never talk about another man's money. Steelers are talking about another man's money. That makes things funny in the world of football, doesn't it, Michael?
Blown away with it. Blown away with it, and I want to go in hard on those guys for doing that. We're going hard on Pouncey and all those guys because they are totally out of line. They are wrong as hell. They are wrong as hell. You cannot sit here and talk on this man money. There are two things I'm telling you, D. There are two things I'll tell people right now that will guarantee a torn up locker room. There are two things, and they all circulate around color. If you let a black or white issue come in your locker room, you're out. Forget about it. Don't even worry about it. A black or white issue kills your locker room, and a green issue kills your locker room. All colors, black or white and green. And this green issue right now, you can't bring it in your locker room. Here, break down the logic of it. Sometimes you're going to have a guard that makes $300,000 or $400,000 a year blocking for a quarterback who's making $25 million a year. So the reason you can't bring money into your locker room because it deters everything. So now what if the quarterback wants to go to the guard and say, come on, man, you're not playing hard. Play better. The guard can turn around and say, shut up and get out of my face. I'm making $300,000. You're making $25 million. You go win the game. That's why you never bring it in your locker room. So every man can be held to the same accord, and you cannot be talking dollars because they're so unevenly dispersed throughout the team, and that's exactly what Pouncey has done. He's absolutely wrong. He's absolutely wrong. And why should Le'Veon Bell, who's watching Aaron Rodgers, get $90 million before March, who's watching Khalil Mack and Aaron Donald get $140 million, and Le'Veon Bell is going to win more games than both of those guys put together this
wow.
year for his team? Why should he sit back and say, well, I'm just going to take whatever they give me? Because my value is not being measured by my value to the team. It's being measured by others' perceived value of running backs around the league, and that's not good enough for me. And if he's saying that's not good enough for him, I'm okay with that. you should not be saying anything in the locker room unless you're talking to management about getting him signed. That's dead wrong.
Michael, what do you think about the new world that we're living in where defenders are starting to make quarterback money? You say money can break up a locker room. Did the Raiders break up their locker room by not giving Khalil Mack the money that a lot of people thought he deserved?
Well, here's the thing, and I said this years ago when we first paid J.J. Watt. I was like, giving guys $100+ million deals on defense, and I'm not saying don't give it to them. If you earn it, you get it. If you can get it, you get it. But it doesn't translate or guarantee you victory. It doesn't. We gave J.J. Watt $100+ million. The next year, Texans went 9-7. And, you know, you turned around. We gave Fletcher $100+ million. I think Philadelphia went 9-7. Von Miller, they went 7-9 after coming off the Super Bowl, 9-7. It doesn't guarantee victory. Points wins championships, not defense. That's a nice thing. Everybody, defense wins championships. Get out of here with that. Points wins championships. Give me the people that can put points on the board because that's what it takes to win. And that's usually the quarterback and guys on offense. So, yeah, the guys deserve that money. Khalil Mack and all of them deserve the money. It's just hard to win with a guy making that kind of money on defense.
The Hall of Famer, the playmaker, Michael Irvin, just holding court here on the Damon Bruce Show. Final question for you, since we're talking about points equal how you win games. It's not defense, it's offense. Does Dez Bryant have anything left in that tank? Should he be on a team right now? Should he be on the 49ers right now?
You know what? I didn't think about the 49ers, and that's a great pick for Dez. Let me tell you why I say that, too, because I thought Cleveland was a great pick. Because wherever Dez go now, the cardinal rule here as for a receiver, if you are playing this position, whenever you leave the huddle, you have to leave the huddle thinking about how to win on the route. If you leave the huddle thinking about what route do I have to run, then you're going to lose. So Dez, coming to a new system, has to learn a small package. And each week, they're going to have to put in a little more for him, a little more. Kyle Shanahan can do that. I like Todd Haley in Cleveland. He could do that. So wherever Dez goes, he has to make sure it's a place where he has the right kind of coordinator. Who knows? I got to feed him early, and then all of that energy can be used positive way. Because if I don't feed him early, then maybe that energy will get used in another way. But you need a smart guy. And Kyle Shanahan knows that. He knows that from his days with Julio Jones. And absolutely, Dez Bryant still has something in the tank. Absolutely, he can still play.
Wow. Forget about kickoff in Philadelphia. The NFL has officially started with this conversation. Michael, awesome stuff. We look forward to talking to you next week already. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.